Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. It's a pleasure being with you guys today. Today, you guys, as you know, it is Monday, definitely 8/22/2011. So you know what that means. That means that it is definitely Working Divas Day, everyone, and not just that, Credit Restoration Day, NCES.org. Credit restoration call tonight, but definitely it is 3 p.m. Atlanta and 12 p.m. San Diego. I hope you all are doing great. I hear the weather is still a little hot out there in the beautiful, beautiful Atlanta. We have some great, great weather out here in San Diego, so definitely, you guys, just get on to Working Divas. Great topics for you mothers today. Speaking on, you know, it's back to school time, so that definitely means that you will have to try and save some money when it comes to shopping for those kids, because we all know how expensive that can be. So definitely, live chat, we're open, BillGrowToEnjoy.com. Lines are open also, 347-215-8709. Today, you guys, just speaking of a working diva, definitely have a great, great guest today. But before I get to that, you guys, and I am sitting up here trying to look for something that I need. Have a great, great person that's going to be on the air today to speak to you all about their business and what they got going on. Definitely a working diva. But before we do that, everyone, I'd like to just first say I had a great, great just this past week with a couple of very, very special groups. I'm just honored that I was actually invited to attend. And actually was, you know, had the capability to speak to the groups. Just the experiences alone was just great. One being with the San Diego, Central San Diego Black Chamber of Commerce, with Michael Allen, CEO and president, he allowed me and, you know, invited me to come over there with him and his group, just to kind of meet and see what they're doing throughout the community. And when I tell you, you guys, they are over there, just really impacting the community. Everyone's coming together, networking, sharing their best practices, telling who they are and how they are servicing the business. A lot of the community, a lot of them that I met, a lot of them I'm very interested in having them come on the air, so I will be meeting with them so that they can have the opportunity and share their stories with you guys and let you know how they are servicing the community. So definitely a big, big thanks to Michael Allen for the special invite on the San Diego Black Chamber of Commerce here in San Diego, America's finest city, so they say, and which it is by the weather it is. So definitely thank you, Michael, and just hello to all you business owners that were in attendance. You guys are just really, 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 really making a difference. Third, and most definitely not least, I have to just say this, and that's Charlie, the franchise company, NCRD San Diego. Hoorah to you Marines. I was exclusively invited to by Commanding Officer Captain G.A. Anakra to attend his unit graduation ceremony, the Marines. So definitely that was just an excellent, excellent experience just to see these young guys go through such grueling training to come out of men of honor and men of integrity, protecting and serving our country. I have a great picture posted up on Good Girl and Joy, so be sure to go by and check it out with Cap and his team. You guys are just, I mean, Captain Nanakwa is just definitely just me observing him and hanging out with him for the day. True meaning of a leader. Not only does he lead by example, but it really, really, really touched me on how humble he is. I mean, his humbleness was just pure and just genuine and just, you know, the comfort level that he has in his team, which made, you know, so many of the great men that I met that reports to him. So it was definitely an inspiring experience with them, the recruits, and even more touching to definitely meet his family. Beautiful, beautiful family. So thank you all. Thank you, Captain and Opera. Thank you to the Charlie Company, the franchise. I had a great time with you guys. Congratulations to all the recruits. You guys are greatly, greatly appreciated. So definitely, definitely, definitely thank you. Thank you, thank you. So once again, I said Working Divas, you all, get on over there and definitely check it out. And I keep expressing that because you all know it is back to school. And, you know, there's a lot of single mothers out there. There's a lot of, you know, just us being mothers, even if we're married or with our significant other. It's always great to share some tips on how we all can save money, especially in these times. And as you guys know, I'm the financial contributor for Working Divas, so I put a great article up on 5 tips to share with you mothers to cut some of that cost with back to school coming up. So definitely get over there, Fearless, Focused, and Fabulous, and that's workingdivas.com. So like I mentioned, speaking of Working Divas, my guest today on Entrepreneur Talk is one to the core. Let me tell you guys. I mean driven, unique, determined, and let me say, sassy. I mean just absolutely, absolutely an example of a powerful woman entrepreneur, successful business owner, and one of San Diego's finest salon owners, the baddest in town, Celeste Toomer. So definitely, like they say, girl, who did your hair? And that's Glam Doll Studio. So welcome, Celeste. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
I am doing really good. It's just excited to have you on the air today. And definitely, you know, you are a working diva.
Oh, yes. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure, pleasure. I'm kind of skipping over the place, and I'll let everybody know, you know, this radio thing is new to me. Me being a working diva myself, you know, everyone knows I'm a financer. And, you know, everything just has to be, like, structured. So I'm trying to learn this whole radio thing. You know, radio's new to me as of November. But I lost my notes. So I'm sitting here, like, just, like, where are my notes to ensure that, you know, I'm hitting everything across the board. But I apologize for the pause. But everything is a work in process. But, you know, definitely
oh, yeah.
Show we're going on. Right, Celeste?
Yes, definitely. It's called getting the ducks in a row.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said it's called getting your ducks in a row.
Right. Exactly. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. Celeste is also in live chat along with us also. So, Celeste, tell everyone who you are, your background, And definitely, what was your passion to create Glam Doll Studios?
Well, I've been doing hair going on 22 years, if you can believe that. Time do fly. I had a salon called Ooh Girl Who Did Your Hair for 10 years. And, of course, economy changed, things changed. They wanted to change leases, so with my good credit, I gave them a 30-day notice and opened up a new salon called Glam Doll Studio. And that's been open for a year and a half, and everything is going great. Business is picking back up, and God is blessing me. Right now, I'm in the middle of getting ready for the Hair War Show in L.A., coming November the 6th this year. And just hustling, building the clientele and hustling and making money, making smart decisions financially, emotionally. So
definitely. One thing
that's
I can say is that your build out is just absolutely beautiful. I mean, I'm just so comfortable in there. I'm just, you know, and everyone, Celeste is my stylist here in San Diego, but I just have the feeling of just being welcome and, you know, just the beauty of it. And it's classy. It's so you.
Thank you. Yeah. We try to set the ambiance for the clients to come and relax, enjoy before they get home to the husband, kids, or whatever else they have to do after work. But I try to set a nice environment for clients to come in and relax, good conversation, and just relax.
Definitely, and that's definitely the feeling. Now, speaking of unique, Celeste, you know, one thing that I did, and that's what drew me to you, is your uniqueness. So I want you to tell everyone what makes you unique and stand out from the competition that's out there, and then I'm going to piggyback on it.
Oh, my God. What makes me unique is really, I didn't know, but I found out over the years that a lot of cosmetologists are just not all the way fulfilling as far as cosmetology. I'm unique because I can sew. I can deep down makeup, hair. Oh, my God. I'm just all around. That's my talent that God blessed me with. So, you know, fortunately for me, I never took a class. It's just my talent. So I guess I could say that's the reason why I'm unique and stand out from everybody else. My ideas is my ideas. My hairstyles are definitely my hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
As we
definitely
speak, I'm on here.
Definitely.
I'm sitting up here with a pencil and paper, and I'm sketching hairstyles for the show.
and that is what I will piggyback off of that. A lot of passion is what I pick up when I come to you, and I'm definitely talent. I mean, I just saw you at last week, and I walked in, and I'm like, you know, Celeste, I'm looking at you like I already got it. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, you are just definitely, like, just extremely talented, and it's a natural for you. And not just that, you're real, you're genuine, and you know how to build relationships, and you know how to communicate with people and make them feel comfortable. And that's definitely something that I had to point out also.
Oh, yes. Honesty is the best policy. I have a deep passion for hair. I really do. And I care about hair. I care about my clients' hair. Our main focus is healthy hair. A lot of people don't focus on healthy hair, and I don't understand why. That's a big problem to me. Why wouldn't you take care of your clients' hair? Why wouldn't you give them the best advice possible for them to have healthy hair? It boggles me how some stylists just don't care about the healthiness of their clients' hair.
Right.
We do. At Glam Doll Studio, that is our main focus, is healthy hair. You know, hairstyles are beautiful. They're great. But without healthy hair, the hairstyle is not going to be beautiful or great.
Exactly.
It starts with healthy hair.
We need to be walking around looking like, what we call them, chicken heads.
Being overconfident. Because the stylist probably makes money to pay bills for the week, and you just gave her a relaxer 3 weeks ago. No, we don't do those.
Right, and I don't see that. And you know, you specialize. Your specialty, one of your major specialties, and that's what got me referred to you, is your cutting. You know, you specialize in shortcuts. Tell us a little more about that.
Oh, I love short hair. Short hair is so savvy. I love it. It's elegant. It's savvy. It'll knock 10 years off of you. It's fun. I love doing short hair. I think short hair is so sexy.
Definitely, definitely. And the experience is there because I am loving mine. I chop it all off with you. So when you come back to when we sang like Glam Doll Studios and just going back to the uniqueness of your salon, not only do you do hair, they can come in, have their hair done, the makeup done, and also get some advice on styling like clothing. So tell us a little more about how that package works in the studio.
That just kind of came naturally. Clients, you know, it's just conversation. They ask me about makeup tips because they know I know how to do makeup. So I give them advice on, you know, starting with soft shadows and teach them how to apply their shadows. And then from there it goes to them calling me about an outfit if they're out at the mall or they have a formal to go to. Sometimes my clients, I meet them at the mall, help them pick out an outfit, down to the shoes. I'm already doing their hair and makeup. So all of that just go hand in hand with, you know, being a glam doll.
Right, right. And that's exactly what it is. Now, as you all can see, Celeste is a very, you know, laid back, very humble person. And Celeste, we spoke about this. I mean, I got yelled at with you, but you know me. I'm a little mischievous, but let me just try it. And you know, I know you're not a name dropper, but you have worked with some of the biggest people in the industry. And without saying the names or anything, but just tell a little more about what are some of the big things you've done in the past.
Of course I did the Hair Award shows. I styled hair for a play called The Kink in My Hair that was in San Diego a couple of years ago at the Lyceum. And I styled wigs for the play Ain't Misbehaving and worked with two fabulous, well-known costume designers that are just hot. And it was absolutely amazing that I end up meeting and working with these two people.
Definitely, definitely. And then also, you do something that stood out to me about the salon also, you don't see much of, is you guys can actually design wigs, correct?
Excuse me?
You can design wigs, a wig for you.
Oh,
tell
yeah.
Tell us a little more about that.
I design wigs. It's called a wig for you, where you come in and I actually do the wig on you, glue it together, and style it, and it's just for you.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, you have a very, very, very unique way of, you know, your salon. And I, like you said, I don't even consider it a salon. It's like a studio. It's like when I walk in, I feel like I'm in like some studio, just like you said, where I'm coming in to just, you know, get everything done that a woman needs, from the hair, you know. I haven't tried the makeup. I think I'm going to try that at our next appointment. And then I was looking at you doing the eyebrows, and they were just absolutely beautiful. I was like, gosh, she is so good. So it's definitely the feeling of an all-in-one, you know, just really different than, you know, any other salon I've ever been in. But what we're going to do really, really quick, Celeste, is I'm going to take a quick break. When we return, if any additional information you'd like to add, and then also just some little tips that I'd like for you to share to a lot of the aspiring entrepreneurs that are tuned into the show, or, you know, business owners that want to maintain the success like on your level. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, everyone.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO The Light. San Diego's working diva, Celeste Toomer, today on Entrepreneur Talk with Glam Doll Studio. Now, Celeste, here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, You know, not only do you know, everyone comes on and speaks about the business and what they do and how they're servicing the community, but definitely this is also a community where we network, share best practices, and, you know, with you being a successful woman business owner, and I say that with, you know, emphasis on woman because it's a growing industry right now with a lot of women wanting to get in business, and there's thousands of aspiring entrepreneurs that tune into my show. Can you give three best practices to those that are aspiring or are wanting to maintain the success as a business owner yourself on some words of maybe encouragement or advice for building their business?
Words of encouragement. Well,
or just some advice on building their business. You know, you've been there, you've done that. You know, it's just, you know, if you could just share, you know, hey, you know, maybe, you know, stick to it, or, you know, how to do some funding, or what you had to go to, like sharing your story.
Definitely stick to it, but have a business plan. And a lot of businesses end up going over their head. When I opened up my salons, I made sure that the rent I could afford by myself, because when having a salon, you know, a lot of people rely on their booth renters to pay all their bills. So they go get a high overhead, a more expensive salon. I never did that. Always found buildings where I can pay the rent by myself.
Right.
So therefore, I'm basically pocketing all that money from the booth renters.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I don't have to rely on them. So if everyone end up leaving to go somewhere else, I won't be stuck and have to close down my salon and ruin my credit.
Exactly.
So that's one of the main things that I see a lot of people do. A lot of the stylists just getting their license and getting out of beauty school, they rush in and get a salon. That's something I wouldn't do. Go work with someone. Go assist. Go rent a booth. Go on commission. Get to know the industry for a year or two, maybe 3 years, and then venture out after you wrote down your business plan and found you a nice space. Then go out and open up a salon. But definitely I encourage anyone to be self-employed by any means necessary if you can, but be smart about being self-employed. Keep your credit clean. Don't go over your head.
Right, yeah, credit.
Those things are very important because I see a lot of people do it. Me, personally, I save my money, and, of course, you've seen I did a lot of things in my salon myself. Fortunately, my brother's a plumber. So, you know, I had family to come in and help me, but the majority of the work you've seen, I did myself. That helped out a lot. But I didn't go get a loan. I never had a loan to open up neither one of my salons.
Right. Exactly.
And
you know, it's funny that you say that, Celeste, because that's exactly what I did with my own businesses. Just use your resources and self-fund it, because debt is just not sexy.
No, it's not. To open up your business and owe a lot of money on it and you're not making any money, and they want their money every month? No, it's nothing sexy about that.
Right, exactly.
It's like that financial.
Is there any additional information you'd like to tell the audience? Maybe something that we didn't touch on. I know I'm just kind of scattered on this interview, but I'm putting it back together. I found my notes. But any additional information you'd like to share to the listening audience? And, of course, can you go ahead and let everyone know how they can contact you, where your salon is located? I do have it on the billboard and joy, but I would like them to hear from you.
Oh, definitely. My salon is in Chula Vista. That's also in San Diego. It's just another little city, but it's basically San Diego. The address is 2306 Highland Avenue, Chula Vista, California, 91950. No, actually, not in Chula Vista, National City. These cities are so close together, and I live in Chula Vista.
It's like on the borderline.
It's right there.
As soon as you cross over the freeway, you're in Chula Vista.
Right.
So I always say Chula Vista. My salon is a national city. And you can contact me.
You can get more information at grabdogstudio.com.
Yes.
All of the information is on there. Beautiful, beautiful site you have. I know you're doing some maintenance to it, but the contact information is all updated on it, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
It is.
Perfect. And is there any additional information you'd like to add or say to anyone?
Thanks for having me on the show. If you can, come out November 6th, L.A., Hair Wars at the Proud Bird near LAX. Come check me and my Hair Wars family, and you can see what Glam Doll all the way stands for.
All right. Well, if I'm not commuting on Celeste, count me in. I'm coming out there to check you out.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be my last show, so everyone said they're coming. I put on a good show. Beautiful hairstyles, beautiful show.
Definitely, definitely. Well, thank you, Celeste, for coming on the air today, being on Bill Grow and Enjoy. Definitely always a pleasure speaking with you. I will see you in about a few weeks, you know, before I head out to Atlanta. You know,
okay.
So that when I get there, they can go, ooh, girl, who did your hair? You know what I'm going to say, right?
Glam Doll Studio.
Definitely. But thanks, girl. And, you know, my continued blessings with the growth of your salon. You are just an example of a powerful, powerful woman doing your thing and just making it happen in the community.
Thank you.
And that concludes our show for today, everyone. Bill Grow and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. Celeste is a member in the Bill Grow and Enjoy community, as mentioned. Featured guest group, check her out, glamdollstudio.com. And as she mentioned, November 6th is her last going out hair show, so you definitely want to check her out, LAX. I'll see when I can get the information to post it up on the site for all of you that's listening here in San Diego, LA on the left coast. Definitely can go out there and check her out. So get on over, everyone. I said, to workingdivas.com, your mother's tips to save. Save some money, that is, and that's always nice. Also, it is Monday, like I mentioned, NCES National Credit Educational Services. Tonight's call, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. BillGrownEnjoy.com. Just click the NCES banner for more information. Definitely just get on over there. Credit is important. You heard it, Celeste. As a business owner, that's also important. That is why on Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, great show for you business owners, because I have someone for you and your credit solutions when it comes to your business, and that is Platinum Credit Solutions. So now you can empower your business. So everyone, just have a great day. Thank you for tuning in, and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.